Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Gray Area.
Yeah.
I'm Shakoya D.
Being Breeze.
It's your boy Damani.
And if this is your first time joining us, this is a podcast about whatever we feel like talking about. It could be love, life, relationships. I guess that's synonymous with love or hate. But anyways, if this, don't forget to like, share, subscribe, tell a friend.
Yes, sir.
But thank y'all for joining us. What are we talking about today, y'all?
Oh, all right. So today's topic is why you don't have friends.
Yeah, pretty much. And are we too narcissistic as a culture?
As a culture,
or
as a society?
As a society.
Are we giving background?
We can. So yeah, I was watching a video on TikTok, and they were it was too like just a couple. They were having a conversation. They were basically saying,
"Hey, a couple."
We gonna say the name of the podcast we watching.
I can't remember what it was called.
The Philosophy Podcast.
Okay. Yeah, the Philosophy Podcast.
That's what I saw.
I don't know what it was called, but
that was what it was called.
Oh, all right, cool. My bad. We were watching the clip from their podcast, and they were just talking about us that we're too. We're in America. I think they were mainly speaking about America, but we're too narcissistic in general. So that, like, we're so narcissistic that everything that we do is based on. It's based on self, like whether it's self-care, whether it's us posting and being on social media, everything is about us. And so I posed the question to you guys, like, all right, well, is that, like, are we too selfish? Is that something that we should pay attention to? Should we not pay attention to?
I feel like it depends on the person. I feel like as a society, within the U.S., yes, there's a lot of selfishness that goes on. It's a lot of narcissism that goes along with being here. But that's not everybody's experience. That's not my experience. I feel like it's really situational. It depends on how you grew up, where you grew up, what your responsibility... And this sounds bad, but what were your responsibilities as a child? Like, what was your environment? Like, yeah, we have social media now, but we also live in a very individualistic, like, society where you have to do things for yourself because nobody else is going to do them for you. Nobody else is going to be there to look out for
Nobody's
you for certain things.
Safe.
Yeah, like, in certain aspects, you may have a community where people, you know, they'll help you with certain things, but there's a lot of things that you have to do for yourself.
Right. And is that the problem? Like, the reason why,
is what the problem?
Like, the fact that, all right, so the society that we live in is individualistic. Is the problem with our society that we focus too much on ourselves?
I don't even think that community is dead, but you have to bring something to the table. I feel as though you have to bring something to the table. Saying... It's a lot of thoughts going on.
It's all good. It's
yeah, community not dead. But saying that you're holding me back or we can't... Like, if it's not growing, it's dead. If we're not growing together, that could be relationship, friendship, any type of situation, community. Everybody has... All right, this is what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. Or this is what I'm saying. Everybody doesn't have the same end goal. So, if everybody has the same end goal, it's easier to have community. A lot of people are everywhere.
But how can you have the same end goal if the focus is on the individual?
I don't know how to answer that. Well, you go ahead and answer that, and then I have something to say.
Everybody brings something to the table. You brought the question.
Right. But again,
she brought the intro, her introspection. She's speaking on behalf of the ladies. We all bring something to the table.
Yeah, but all right,
have an end goal to finish the podcast.
That is true. But I'm saying, like, if everybody, if how we preach, and like, I agree with you, all right, I just want to be, but like, I think if everybody has their own goal in mind first, how do we all come to a consensus on what the end goal is?
So that's difficult. So because of the fact that, I'm sorry, y'all, my head itch. But
the curls is curling.
Thank you. They are. All right. So that's difficult just because when you think about this, it's like, how do I achieve my part or my portion within the community or to help advance the goal if I'm putting your idea or whatever you need ahead of my own?
Yeah, I got something to say about that. I can only speak for myself. I used to want to help everybody out before I helped myself. I wanted to have a platform or be the person where, oh, you need something, I got you. Oh, I know somebody for that. Just help everybody, push everybody up. If I'm not worrying about anything that I'm doing, I'm just worried about y'all. I don't have a platform. I don't know anybody to even do this. So I have to, in order for me to be as great as I want to be, as great as I'm supposed to be, as helpful and useful as I'm supposed to be, I have to focus on myself and get myself together and my ducks in a row before I can help anybody else.
But I think that kind of goes back to the dynamic of the community that we typically establish here, right? So rather than we establish a community as individuals coming together, like-mindedness, a lot of times, because a lot of people in the U.S., sometimes it's like this. It really depends on your experience and stuff, but a lot of people don't grow up. They're not growing up in a community that's like nurturing and surrounding them, or they might be to a certain extent, but then as you get older, as you start to come into your own or whatever, like the community or idea of community also shifts. So then you have individuals coming together for a common goal or to nurture each other's talents or gifts or whatever, however you want to look at it. This was the community already. This is the community. The community just continues to grow, and we all got each other's back in that way because we all have the same end goal. I don't know if that made sense.
I think it made sense.
Okay.
You just have to run it back and listen. But I feel like, with community, a lot of times, the people who are supposed to come together, they eventually come together. A lot of times in like initial community, nobody be on the same path. I don't feel like, I'm not gonna say nobody, a lot of people be on different paths, like different things, and it's like, if I don't understand you or what you're doing, then it don't make sense, so I can't really support it, I can't be behind it. How are you helping me if I don't even understand what you I don't understand.
So, and again, hope
that made sense.
No, it is, but the and this is why I'm asking: are we too narcissistic about it, right? Because if the whole idea is, if you're not helping me, I'm not trying to help you. That's not, that has nothing to do with the community. That has everything to do with tit for tat. Like this, I'm doing this, and it's like, and if you're not supporting me in this aspect, I can't support you in this aspect, which is understandable in America, right? Because of how we kind of set stuff up, but in other cultures, right, if the goal is centered around the community, not saying that your individual needs don't matter, but your individual needs support. They support the community directly. It's not about the individual as much.
That was the rest of my point that I was trying to make. Because I had lost it. Mm-hmm. But I was going to say, because we be individuals coming together to make a community, a lot of times we are still thinking about our goal, or we're trying to put our goals together to make an end goal. So like in the aspect that you were talking about, as far as like the end goal being about the community, and everybody working together, and it all benefits everybody in the community. Your goals and your talents and things coincide, and it always may be like one, like somebody who doesn't feel like, you know, they fit in, or you know, mm-hmm. their talents could whatever, but it is a very different perspective. So in that, with the original question, which I had forgot, are we too narcissistic? I be feeling like no, just because of how our society has been set up. So maybe it's a yes, but maybe it's also a no, because of the fact that it's not our fault.
I'm gonna say, is it,
I don't think we're too narcissistic.
I was gonna say, is it that society forces us to become narcissistic because of how the system is set up? So like, because everything is like. I gotta go out and get it for me. I gotta do it for me. I gotta blah blah. Like I gotta go out and get mine, right? If it wasn't, this is what I was gonna ask you. Actually, I just remember, like, in the times where you're helping somebody, right? And you're like, oh, I'm helping somebody, but like, I'm not taking care of myself. I'm not whatever, right? If everybody were to actually help each other, you probably wouldn't feel like you didn't take care of yourself, because somebody's there to actually help you. I think some of the issue is that nobody's actually there. Like at some point somebody's like, nah man, I've been doing too much for the group.
Ain't nobody coming to you, Otis. But when the group, the community, the collective is first, everybody plays a part. Like everybody has a position. If we use the Temptations. If you're not playing your part, you gotta go. You easily replaced.
Right.
They do be replacing a lot of people in the Temptations.
Yeah. So they still have to make sure they on, like, they P's and Q's. You got to stay sharp.
Mm-hmm.
I'm staying sharp on behalf of the group. We could go. When I ran track, the only reason I liked relays was for the other people.
Mm-hmm.
I hated to run. Mm-hmm. Anybody who knew me knew I was running. Excuse me? Don't cuss at me like that. No, the other people was like, I got you.
Yeah, but so
I feel like it's they were speaking on how y'all be saying I be speaking on extremes. Mm-hmm. They were speaking on extremes. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of people who have kind hearts, love helping people, but they've helped so much.
Mm-hmm.
It get tiring.
For one, it get tiring, and it's I can't keep helping y'all at the detriment of myself.
Yeah.
And now I'm in situations. Okay, most of the people that help people put themselves in a position where they don't necessarily need to ask people for help.
Mm.
So now they have everything to lose. So if I'm going back helping everybody else, now I'm in situations that I have no business being in, because I wanted to help somebody who don't even want to help themselves.
Go ahead.
Or you could look at it like a less, like, you know, less, that was very strong example.
Yeah.
So group projects.
Yeah.
So let's say it's a group of four. A lot of times when you have a group project, you have the person who is going to do all the work.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on how many people in the group, it may be two of you, right? But you're going to have one or two people that's going to do all the work. We're going to say it's four people. One person that's going to do all the work. The one person who's not going to participate at all. Mm-hmm. Not going to do any research. Y'all split up assignments and they not doing their part. There's the other person. Other people who are going to do. Yeah, the other two people, they're going to do the bare minimum.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is only going to help if you ask for help. Right, help I guess further along the project if the person who's doing all the work asks for any further assistance. They're not going to volunteer, and that person who is doing everything is going to do everybody else's part. They're going to edit everybody else's part, and they're going to do that last person's part at the last minute, because then they realize, oh, you didn't send me your part, now I have to do extra research. So
I feel like halfway through, to add on, the person that's doing everything, they realize that they are the only people doing everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, I need you to do this. I need you to do this. Now, if we go into the job structure, now I'm a manager, supervisor, delegating, but I still have to do all the work. Mm. Like, I just need y'all to do y'all parts so I can.
Hold on, we're not there
doing
yet.
The work. Okay, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. We're still in class.
Mm-hmm. Pardon me.
All right, so, because this the classroom is the community. Mm-hmm. This the community right here. Mm-hmm. So then still, like you said, halfway through, you realize, oh, dang, first of all, this ain't even all, y'all didn't even answer all the questions. Mm-hmm. All right, so I got to fill in those blanks. Okay, this person never even sent me anything and they won't answer their phone. I got to do your part. And that person who is trying to hold everything together and trying to be the glue of the group, after a while, it's like, dang, I really did this whole thing, and y'all getting credit for what I did, and like, yeah, this better for the community, and it's a better project because I did it, but also like, why am I doing everything? So then, it does feel like extra work to try to hold everything up, right?
No, I need self-care.
Yeah, now I gotta take time for myself. Mm-hmm. But and I think a lot of, because, all right, based off of this example, a lot of times after this moment, like let's say this was the very first group project. After this, most times in a classroom, if you're the person who does all the work, you can literally look around. Whoever you're paired with, you will know whether you're about to be working on this assignment by yourself or not.
Facts.
That is fact. I feel that, yeah.
And that is indicative of a lot of the communities that are established or put together within the societies within the United States. A lot of times it's like the one person who's doing all the work, I'm holding everybody else together. So then you start to feel like, well, dang, I'm feeling like I did all of this for y'all, and y'all needed me in this situation more than I needed you. And, like, because of the fact that I'm waiting on you to do this thing so that you could take part in this community that we're in. Like, granted, it's a group project, so it's a forced community, but let's say it's a community. Like, I'm waiting on you to do your part, but it just added more work onto me. Because I had to wait to do this last minute when I could have just went ahead and did the entire project by myself and then just took my time to rest.
Speaking on that, just a side note, so I'm going to just speak my piece and then let you. The teachers always like walk into class, right? And I'll be like, group projects, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to work with such and such. Probably about to be easy, about to be cake, go crazy too. And they be like, all right, I already picked my group.
Right.
Me, Damani, and Shakoya. We got something.
We already started planning.
We already started planning. We all got A's in this class. We all be doing our work. Mm. We about to just. So it's like, I have no problem being the leader, but just make my job, like, make me being the leader easier. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to have to be the leader because the teachers know who's doing the work.
Yeah.
Because this paper sounds exactly like how I talk.
Yeah. And I mean, but that also goes, I think in general, most of the time, we're not in control of the groups that we have. Mm-hmm. So like we didn't pick the group that we have. We just happen to get the group of people that we happen to get. But what I was going to say was, all right, in regards to that setting, right? In every group, and again, I've been the person where I'm doing all the work. Right, the group does not have a specific goal in mind, right? Because this,
I think so.
They don't. You don't want to know why? Because there's one person that wants, I'm trying to get 4.0 for the semester. I need to get an A++. There's another person in the class like, man, I'm just trying to pass this so I can. C's get degrees, right? Then there's other people that's like, bro, I didn't even want to get in this class. I don't really care if I get it, whatever. So from the beginning, everybody has a totally different goal. So that's the reason why the person that's trying to get an A+ is like, bro, I'm gonna have to do all this work because, you know, I don't even know if they're gonna do it. They're not even gonna show up. And it's like, everybody has separate goals. To start, everybody has separate goals, and we, and most of the time when you're having that example, nobody's like, all right, what's everybody's goal? Like, what y'all trying to do? It's like, man, you know, I'm kind of having a hard time at home right now. You know, I just want to get this in. I don't even care.
Express that to the group, yeah, to the community.
But it's like, I don't even. First of all, y'all just threw me in this group. I don't even know y'all like that. I'm not about to tell y'all I'm having a stressful situation at home, or I plan on dropping out next week. Like, that ain't none of your business.
If you plan on dropping out, let me know.
Yeah, but that, again, it's about me. So it's like, at the end of the day, if I'm in that group, right, and it's like, if I'm the person that's like, I plan on dropping out, I don't care about what this group is doing. I know y'all trying to do this. I'm caring about me. And it's like, same thing with the person who's trying to get an A+, right? I'm trying to get a 4.0. I'm trying to get this job. This is all set up for my life. I don't care about what this group is doing, as opposed to like, if everybody was like, all right, what's the goal of the group? What are we shooting for? Are we shooting for top of the class? Are we shooting for the best project ever that the professor gonna use for examples for 3 years from now? Like, this is a perfect, like, or are we just trying to make sure we get by? And it's like, if we talk about it, I think the group can come to a better consensus, but we never do that. And I think in a lot of stuff, when we're coming together, it's like everybody has what they want in mind, and then we're just kind of like, all right, well, I want to do this. And it's like, well, I mean, hey, if you're not gonna help me, I'm gonna just do whatever I need to do for me. And it's like, well, I mean, that's not necessarily the best for the group, but I get it. So if you're gonna do what you're gonna do for you, then I have to, right? As opposed to if everybody actually, like, in the same example of like, all right, you guys forced me to self-care because I've been doing all this stuff myself. If everybody actually took care of everybody, you wouldn't need the self-care, because the second you start feeling like, damn, I feel like I'm doing a lot, oh, here you go, I got you, man, I'm support, and somebody's supporting you. So it's like, we don't act like that. Go ahead.
I was gonna say, but does that make you narcissistic, or does that make you, like, what's the definition of narcissistic? No, I was gonna say selfish.
Narcissistic, but it's a form of selfishness. It's excessive selfishness. Something about
but it's like, does that make you, like, because a lot of times people say, like, you're narcissistic, like, that's a very, it's an extreme, like, yeah, word. So, like, does that just make you, like, on borderline, like, not borderline, but, like, on the, you just a selfish person, not necessarily, like, a narcissist, but, like.
But I got a definition of narcissism is excessive interest in or admiration of oneself and one's physical appearance.
But it's like, is that excessive interest?
Well, I mean, it can be, depending on, so it can be narcissism, I think, if your only reason for interacting with the group is to benefit your needs. Like, if you're only doing stuff because you feel like you're gonna get something out of it, then it's like, you're not really trying to help the group, you're trying to further your own.
That sounds opportunistic.
But same thing.
It's still, is it though?
Yeah, I mean, you're taking advantage of an opportunity that helps you be more narcissistic. That's all it is.
But if everybody is focusing on themselves, you attract what you are. So, iron sharpens iron, steel sharpens steel. Wood, rub it together.
Get a little bit of fire.
You know? Pause.
Piss, pause, please. Whoa, that got out of hand, please.
Go ahead. Cut that part out.
If everybody focusing on themselves, they making sure that they good. If you making sure you good, you focusing on yourself, the people that you need around will come along. But I feel like that's with everything.
But okay, so like
that. Mm-hmm. That's because that's tough.
It is tough, just because like, in the way that you say it, I know what you mean, because I know who you are, right? So, in you focusing on yourself, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're dismissing everyone else, right?
Right.
It doesn't necessarily mean that you're not helping those who need help, but you are still putting yourself first. Mm-hmm. So, I feel like maybe there's a fine line. And maybe that's the thing that we're getting at, is that there is a fine line between putting yourself first and becoming a narcissist.
I think the line
it's not that fine.
It's not that fine.
I mean,
okay, yeah. It's not like super tiny. It's like a, it's space in there. Yeah. But
I feel like it's, if you go to the extremes, I feel like it's something about the rule of extremes. I feel like somebody said that before. If they did, you know where you are. But yeah, the rule of extremes. Mm-hmm. It's like narcissism is all the way over here. Mm-hmm. And self-care, selfishness. It might be a thin line between selfishness and
self-centeredness.
Yeah, I was about to say selflessness, but
it's the opposite. Mm. I don't know.
So, and again, I know what you mean when you say like if everybody focuses on themselves, we'll be good. But how does that work in terms of the, and I agree, but like how does that work in terms of the group, right? So like if I'm really just focused on myself, right, I'm focused on everything that I'm doing, everything, like everything that's coming together, that doesn't, like in terms of a group, it's like perfect example.
I got it,
it's like when you're playing basketball. Mm-hmm. Right, you have your five. If everybody is just focused on what they're doing to a degree, you might end up with Team USA. Mm-hmm. Right? Where it's like everybody can do that, and you can win some games like that, but you can also lose games because everybody's trying to do stuff, like everybody's doing stuff to an extreme almost, right? Because it's like, hey, it's just me. Hey, I'm gonna get my 40. I don't care if you get your 40, I'm gonna get my 40, right? As opposed to like if the focus is, hey, let's win, right? You might not need 40 from me tonight. Right, you might just need 20 and 10 assists.
And the elites know that.
Yeah.
Like,
go ahead.
So Melo don't gotta get 40 a game if he's playing with LeBron and Kobe, God rest his soul. Mm. He didn't have to. If today was his night, whoever's night it is, that's where we're going with. But everybody has certain skills. So if I'm focusing on myself, I'm focusing on this certain skill. Y'all, get out my face. Perfect example. Cole popped it off. Get out my face. She set the tone. I came through with the, what you say? How I said it? But inadvertently, it was a mix. My verse was a mix between your verse and Shakoy's verse. It was a mix between it. I didn't know what you was going to do.
Mm.
But I heard her verse.
Right.
And it came together and made beautiful harmony because we all focused on ourselves. Like, this is what I was going to say. The bigger picture plan. Like, the big picture plan. You know what the big picture is. Like, the end goal.
Mm.
But you focus on your, like, you're focusing on yourself. So, the end goal is always in the back of your head. But I got to do this and make sure I'm good. So we can get to
that. I was gonna say the difference with that versus even just the classroom example is that everybody, like if you're on a team, you typically all have the same end goal. Like you all have the same, or even like in a community when we're talking about in that sense, like you have the same goal overall and you focus on your role within getting to that goal to the best of your ability. Mm-hmm. So in focusing on that, that's like the whole staying in your lane thing. Mm-hmm. Like I'm gonna stay in my lane so that I can make sure we, like a relay run, I'm gonna stay in my lane till we get to the anchor or whoever can go out of their lane or whatever. Yeah. But like I'm gonna stay in my lane so that I can make sure I do my part so that we can get to this end goal together, which is different.
Mm-hmm.
Which is how it should be and how things typically are when we create our communities within like the US, like what he was talking about, like, you know, oh, you gotta bring something to the table, but it's more so like I'm doing my part. In order to do my part, I gotta stay focused on me. That doesn't mean I can't help you. That just means that I'm not
first.
Yeah, it means I come first, and that means that I'm not necessarily staring over. I'm not gonna keep looking to see if you need help all the time.
Mm. So, question, right?
It sounds bad.
But this is, and this is why I said, this is why I said, but no, it's, I agree because we are in America, and I disagree with y'all points, but like, I'm thinking of it, right, from the opposite perspective, right? So, is there a possibility that you can be focusing too much on you, like, to the point where it's like, it's still a detriment to what the big picture is, right? Because mm-hmm. again, Let's say I'm not doing basketball. Let's say I'm not doing basketball. Let's say I'm doing like music. Just because you have the best of the best, like producer, songwriter, singer, right? That does not mean you're gonna have the best song. Sometimes you don't. When you have too much of that stuff, it's like, ah, something's missing. I don't know why everybody's doing their stuff like exactly how they're supposed to do it, but for whatever reason, like. Maybe they're producing to the best of their ability, but they're overproducing. Maybe they're writing to the best of their ability. They're overwriting. And it's like, and sometimes you don't need that. Sometimes if you get different people around, and it's like the people are, all right, well, maybe I don't need to do, I don't want to say, you know, I don't need to do my best, but like maybe you need a different set of people whose goal isn't, hey, let me just make sure I make the best beat possible. Let me make sure I make the best song possible. Which is again, I can make the best beat ever, but that doesn't mean I'm gonna make the best song ever. So it's like my individual goal is I wanna make the best beat ever, but the group's goal is I wanna make the best song.
But as the individual amongst the group, as being somebody that is on the team, that's recognizing the needs of the team. So like, in me doing my best in this role, I still have to recognize, like, all right, like y'all said, all right, I know you don't need 40 from me tonight. I'll give you 20. You might need me to catch all the rebounds, for real. But that's me playing, like, making sure I'm focusing. Mm-hmm. But I gotta pay attention to me. So that's why I said putting yourself first, mm-hmm. rather than just, like, you're going to focus on you. You're not only focused on you, but you're going to put yourself first.
All right, so what I was going to say in response to what you were saying was that I do agree that I think everybody should play their role, but that's not how we talk about it. We don't talk about everybody playing their role. What we talk about is, hey, I gotta get mine. Like, you gotta make sure you go out there and you get yours, right? And I was gonna say, where is it? Where was I gonna go with that?
My brain. Go ahead. On the way of getting yours, the people who you're supposed to come together with, y'all will come together. Like, I have to focus on getting mine. I have to put me first in what I'm doing first, mm-hmm. and everybody, all the pieces to the puzzle are gonna come together. So me focusing on me is gonna allow you to be the best you. You focusing on you is gonna allow me to be the best me. Because mm-hmm. if you actually a team, I don't wanna let you down.
Mm-hmm.
That is true. Mm-hmm. This is what I was gonna say though. I was gonna say, if you only, again, in terms of extremes, right? Where I don't like talking in extremes, but in terms of the extreme, if I only focus on me, right? If I only focus on me, right? If I only focus on me, I don't, in terms of you like, oh, you know, hey, like, you got to make sure your teammate is okay. If I only focus on me, I'm never going to check to make sure my teammate is okay. I'm only going to make sure I get 40.
All right, when right? I say focus on me,
I hear you.
I'm not saying only, like, but I take precedent over
the group. this is what I'm talking about. That's why I'm asking.
Precedence. I come before
the group, which is opposite.
Maybe the individuals in the group, but the end goal. I have to make sure that my vocals are where they're supposed to be.
That is true, but
on behalf of
the group, but
and you, myself.
But again, if we're talking about the end goal of a community, and again, this is only in America, because in other countries, I was telling y'all downstairs, like when I was in college, I was in a Black moral thought class, and they was talking about, like, a lot of African cultures, it's community first, mm-hmm. then individual.
So they don't get replaced.
They do.
We not get replaced.
But the goal is still community, it's first. The community, right?
And if
it's
you're not playing your part, if you're not the best you, you get replaced.
That's not the same mm-hmm. when you put community first.
Now you
right?
got a babysit.
No, listen.
You was a warrior.
But shut no, up.
Actually,
listen. When you put in community first, It's not like, oh, I'm going to just replace you. It's like, all right, I'm going to either nurture you so that you get to where you need to be, or we're going to find another fit for you within the community. It's not necessarily you not getting the boot. A lot of times with us, because I know I'll be this way, I'll be like, you know, when we was in poetry club, I'm like, they ain't doing their job. You want me to snip snip? You know, but it's a different mindset because the community's first, the individual isn't first.
Yeah,
but
so
I don't think that makes you narcissistic.
But hear me out. Right?
On the other end of that.
Yeah, but hear me out. So if all right, if your goal is like if you're talking about you're not doing your part, we have to kick you out. Yeah, if you're talking about you're not doing your part. We have to kick you out. If your community first, the community is like, no, we don't have to kick you out. We have to make the community has to make you better because you're weak. We have to make you better so that the community can be lifted up.
Mm-hmm.
Right? For us in America, we're like, hey, you're a weak link. You got to dip, and it's like, all right, well, I thought I was a part of the community, right? And it's like, if I'm a part of the community, then it's like, I thought the community would help me. And that's where you come in, you're like, all right, well, I'm doing more work. Who's going to take care of me? Who's going to take care of the person who's slacking in the group? Because it's like, you can kick them out, but then it's like, then you're down a person. Now everybody has to do more work, right? As opposed to, hey, if we build this up, that's the whole point. If I'm having an off night, I don't expect y'all to be like, hey, I'm gonna get my 50 regardless.
I mean, if you're having an off night, why wouldn't I get my 50?
But I'm saying, like, whether or not I'm having a bad game or get, if I tell myself I'm gonna get 40, and you're like, I'm gonna get 50 regardless, right? And you see me struggling to get 40, right? I'm not expecting you to be like, hey, I'm gonna get my 50 regardless. Like, nah, like if I help you get more, then it's like, all right, cool. Now the whole team is benefiting as opposed to you being like, hey, I'm gonna get my 50. I don't care if you get 10. I'm gonna get 50, and that's my part. I'm not gonna do anything else but my part. It's like, nah, we don't need you to just do your part. Sometimes we need you to do your part and help somebody else so that they can do their part for the goal, for the end goal. Because the goal is to win. We're not trying to lose. The goal is the community.
Okay. If the goal is to win, you have an off night. I know you have an off night. You know you have an off night.
Yeah.
Everybody knows you have. Even the other team know you have an off night. Play defense. You know, we need some hustle points. If I get my 50 regardless, we're going to win.
But that, I was going to say, but that's that perspective that you just gave is different from, like, I'm going to get my 50 regardless. Don't worry about it. We need you to, like, play defense. Like, tonight might not be your offense night, but on defense, you're going to thrive. So you get your 40 in a different way. Or, you know, we'll figure out something. It's a different perspective than I'm going to get my 50 regardless. I don't care how you feel.
And don't forget your point. But I was going to say, like, if... In that case, right, a lot of times if we're just focusing on ourselves right now, right, let's say I'm having an off night. If I'm only on myself, I'm like, dang, I got, what's going on? It's like now I'm losing track of what's going on because I'm only focused on me. I'm like, dang. And sometimes you play sports before, right? Sometimes you trying to do more to make up for the fact that you're not performing. So it's like, I wasn't doing her. And now you're doing too much. And now the whole group is like, bro, You just turned over the ball 5 times.
Okay.
Like, just chill with...
That's where the rest of the group come in and... Hey, you... Like, everybody supports each other, but everybody still has to focus on them. So, focusing on... Okay, that's where the realization... the realization comes in, like... Yeah, this not my night. So, how can I be the best me? Okay, if I don't get 40... The bigger picture is still in the back of my mind. We going to win. But how can I maximize my time? It's just like trying to get up. Oh, go ahead.
But not everybody. Well, finish your statement and then I'll say.
You can go.
All right. Well, I was just going to say not everybody has that realization early enough, right? So some people are like, you know, I don't know what's going on. Like he said, you keep going, you keep trying, and it's to the detriment of the rest of the team. You're not really, it's not clicking in your mind that you're, that you need to shift your strategy. You need to pivot or whatever. So sometimes you need your team to not just be focused on them just doing their best as a scorer, but sometimes it's like, all right, what makes me the best teammate in this moment so that we can move forward? And sometimes that's like, hey, we got it on offense, you cover defense.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, maybe you normally get 50. I need you to get 70 tonight. Like, that's a totally, like, now you're like, wait, dang, I got to do more work. Why would I, like, now that's, and how we talk about group projects, like, now I got to do more work because blah, blah, blah. As opposed to before, they were, all right, you usually get your 30, I get my 50, we're cool. If on this night I have to get 70 and you only get 10, that's fine as long as at the end goal, we win. But I think a lot of us, at least in America, I think the goal isn't to win. The goal is like, hey, if I win, that's all that
matters. It's not to win as the group. It's like to win as the individual. But that's also where I feel like communication comes in.
Yeah, I was going to say, because you said everybody don't have that realization. That's, I feel like this whole debate about narcissism is worrying about yourself, focusing on yourself, narcissistic. Mm-hmm. I don't think so. I feel like it's more of a lack of guidance.
It's elaborate. Mm-hmm. Alkalize that.
Mm-hmm. Going back to when you said everybody don't have that realization. Mm-hmm. I feel like enough people don't have that realization because, okay, let's go back to the video. They was talking about narcissism in this society. Who's guiding people in this society? Like, who do people look up to?
A lot of narcissistic individuals.
I mean, if it's not a narcissistic individual, they're looking to themselves, mm-hmm. right? And so it's like there's not even really a community set up for you to,
because it's nobody, there's nobody positive to look up to.
Yeah, and if,
except
if,
for us.
Sorry. The gray area. Stop playing with that, man. That's about to be a drop.
But I was gonna say, I think it just depends. I think it's I think we don't talk about the importance of community, right? Because if you feel like, all right, I have to do this by myself, I have to get it out the mud by myself, and it's like, all right, then of course you're gonna. Of course you're gonna be like, I feel like I'm doing a lot of, even when I work with other people, I feel like I'm doing more of the work. And I feel like, and it's also one, people, nobody asks you to do, like, even if we're going back to the school example, nobody asks you to decide to take the lead. Granted, I understand you're like, you have a goal in mind, but again, the goal is set up most of the time is for the individual.
Nobody be asking.
That's but true.
You know who the leader, like, you know who the leader is. Like, you could walk into, it's like walking into a room and you know you, like, you have this light about you. Like, you walk into a certain situation that, okay, yeah, that, he the man. She, her.
But
Timothy! Hemi Neutron!
Timothy! Yeah. I was just gonna say, but that doesn't mean that you have to do the extra work.
Okay, right. So if we let the person that's about to drop out next week do the work, we about to fail.
But if you decide that day that, all right, we divided this work up, I'm gonna do my part, and they gonna, like, you just say, all right, y'all do y'all part. If everybody falls short, like, yeah, the whole group looks bad, but no, the point is, I feel like nobody asks you to go above and beyond.
Okay.
You made the decision to go above and beyond.
Because you had a different goal than everybody else, which is fine.
Not saying that it's a bad thing, but I'm just saying, like, that was his point in his statement.
And that's why we picking who we want to work with. Like, I'm focusing on myself because I am this caliber of person. I only really want to work with people who are this caliber of person. Or better, have certain values, certain values, care about themselves, care about the end goal. Mm-hmm. Get Out My Face wasn't just going to be with anybody. You didn't just ask anybody. You ain't just put a post up like, hey, somebody want to make a song? No. Yeah. Ask certain people and like, yeah, they going, okay. If you didn't feel like we was ready,
I would have held on to the song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I feel like this has me really thinking, because I don't feel like it's necessarily narcissism. I do think the guidance is like a big point of it. But I was just thinking, like, I wonder how other societies around the world are actually set up. Because we are only talking based in our experience within growing up and living in the United States. And I just wonder if it's, like, how similar or how different it is in other countries. Because also this country was built on a different set of values than a lot of the other countries. Mm-hmm. Well, so it's like,
the Wild Wild West.
Yeah, it really was though. Like, but like, it, so it's like our perspective is going to be different from what we watched. I mean, the boy who's on it is from Brooklyn, but
I was about to say, the boy who cried wolf.
The boy who's in it is from Brooklyn, but at the same time, it's like, I don't know if he still live in the U.S. It don't really seem like they out in the U.S. So, like,
they don't know.
Not yet. That
cliff was cliffing.
He's in the tropics in one of their other videos. But it's just like, I wonder. Now I want to, I already want to travel, but now I want to do more, like, look more into that. Like, what are the other communities like?
And I also think, because I've heard this, like, even in how people do in against Lil Durk, but how other countries set up their prison system. It's meant to so that when you come out of prison, you can be a functional member of society. Like in America, you go to prison and it's like
you're about to be
you're outcast. Yeah, you can't vote. You can't, like, there's so much stuff that, like, it's like you failed as a human, as opposed to, like, and that's how we look at it. It's like you failed as a human. And you failed in the society, you can't be a part of the society. You have to be outside of the community.
Right.
Yeah. I do feel like community is extremely important.
Mm.
Extremely important.
Yeah.
You get further together than apart. But everybody got to focus on themselves and do their part.
Yeah. But I
focus on themselves first.
First.
Yeah. Focus on themselves first.
Then be a team player.
Yeah, because I can't look at the group if I'm only focused on myself.
Right.
Do it for the group, but do it for yourself as well.
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just wonder, I feel like we'll be able to circle back to this once we start, like, really traveling and stuff like that. But, like, I don't know that it's narcissism. I don't necessarily know. I know it is a level of selfishness, but I don't know that it's narcissism.
I think it ends up being narcissism because of the way things are set up, right? So we're set up so that, like, hey, I have to do this. Nobody's going to teach me about this. I have to do this. Nobody's going to do this for me. I have to do this for myself. I have to care about where this is going, nobody's going to come in to save you, right? And it's like, it's set up so that you have to do everything yourself. So because it's set up,
I don't think it's narcissism. I think it's survival.
That's good.
Talk that talk, bitch! Stop playing with that man! My bad. Got beside myself. I finally got that man on the ropes.
Alright, so you said it's not narcissism, it's survival. Mm-hmm. Right? Wouldn't we survive better as a group as opposed to individuals?
We definitely would, but the collective, the way the society is set up, our entire lives is you gotta do it yourself. We in school, if I need help, it's a lot easier for me to ask my neighbor for help than for me to
stop it.
Well, our entire life we taught to do everything independently, except when we play in sports. Mm-hmm. But even when we play in sports, we're taught to, I mean, it's a team sport, but you gotta shine so you could get to, you could get the scholarship. You could go to,
yeah,
so everything is ingrained in us to be individuals.
Yeah,
and individualistic, if that's a word.
And I was gonna, but that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying it's our fault. I don't think it's like we're at fault for it, but I do think like we don't realize how much we focus on. Because like, all right, another example, right? We go out, we buying groceries. Everybody like, hey, I'm gonna just buy whatever. Before it was like, I'm making sure I don't spend this amount. And it's like, before then we're like, we're getting stuff, but we're like, we're not eating as much. So like, if we all pool our money together, now we're surviving better because, hey, it's like, all right, you gonna get that. Actually, I can get this in conjunction with that. Because before I was just eating this, and it's like, I wasn't eating as well. Once the goal shifted from, I'm just gonna get this, to, all right, we can get this, now everybody eats. Now we're doing better.
But I think if you put it into perspective of the fact that it's illegal to catch Lemurian water, or in a lot of states, it's illegal for you to grow your own like lemon trees and stuff like that. Your own trees that bear fruit. They ain't want us to survive as a,
and everybody not putting in the same work. Like everybody not doing their part. So it's people who would. I'm not one of them people. But if y'all doing all the work, and now I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna do a little bit. All right, they gonna put 30 in towards groceries this week. I'm doing my best, y'all. I'm gonna just get y'all 15. But do what I can.
I feel like
y'all not gonna let me starve. Y'all kind people. Y'all got good hearts.
But I feel like if it was naturally a community-based society, then that wouldn't be something that we would have to worry about, because people would be more inclined to do their part. Mm-hmm. Because that's what the community is based on.
I feel like
because we are in a very individualistic society, and that's our community is built around the idea of the individual. That's when you start to worry more. That's when you have more so or more of those people where it's like, y'all got it. You know, I ain't going to do my part, you know, or yeah, they ride in people's coattails or whatever. But I feel like if the precedence is set early on, then, all right, I'm going to do my part. Because then if I do slack 1 week, maybe it's an accident, or maybe, you know, I just couldn't do what I needed to do that week. People are more willing to help me out because they know that I would do the same for them. So it's like, I feel like if it was originally a more community-based society, that wouldn't necessarily be like a issue as much.
I agree. I also feel like if it was more of a community-based society from jump, the needs would be met. So you wouldn't need
a self-care day. You wouldn't need self-care, because the whole point of the self-care is because you need a break from. Most people is like, you need self-care because you've been doing too much. You've been helping too much. As opposed to like, if you're leaning too much and I'm like, oh, let me help you a little bit. And then the next person's doing the same thing. No one ever has to, no one has to take a break, but it doesn't feel like I'm shouldering the whole world. It's like, nah, we're doing this together and everything is easier as a unit. I don't know if that's where you were going, but that's where I was.
Yeah, so I was going. I was about to say the community helps the individual, and the individual helps the community.
Right. Yes, but we just not in that type of society. Like that's
so guns are blazing.
but yeah, that's just really what it comes down to.
I came from
Wild Wild West.
But that's really what it comes down to, because it's like, as much as we want to be community based and like we can in certain ways and to a certain extent, that's just how the U.S. is set up.
Yeah, but like it's small tribes.
Yeah.
Like the grocery, the market was a prime example of how society is here.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's mad people here. It's chaotic.
Bruh.
People walking slow. People just turning the cart. And I'm like,
it was people just stopping in the middle. Like, looking. You look me dead in my face knowing I'm trying to walk. And you just stop your cart right in front of me. And just stand there.
Yeah,
so like, I gotta walk around you. Like, what are you doing?
I hope Corey, my mind, just keep walking. I'll get to it.
I was like, he gonna keep up. I know he just like his daddy. He gonna keep up. Like, I gotta go. I was like, I'll meet him at the register if I need to.
Hey, you're going to the register. You're not supposed to walk this way. I got this big cart. He's turning the corner.
Lady's like, whoa. Like, why are you coming to this exit? This exit's not even that big. So, like, it's not a...
But yeah, most of the time it's how you, where am I, I don't care what you're doing, I don't care about the flow of traffic, I'm just.
But it's like, you don't care, I don't care either, but my hand is forced, I want to say excuse me, you don't deserve it, excuse me, let me get my, whatever I need and get up out of here, because I'm not trying to be here all day.
Yeah, so, and I guess it's my last big word, but like, so does one person being individualistic force the entire group to be individualistic?
Sometimes. It depends.
Apple don't spoil a bunch, but
it depends. I think it doesn't always force it, but I do think that it can have a ripple effect. Mm. So I think that it can influence it. I don't think that it always forces it to be that way.
Yep. If you don't gotta explain yourself to me, I don't gotta explain myself to you.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Like the entire, because one person set the precedent for, hey, like, I don't gotta explain myself to you. Now you have to, as a result, in survival mode, right? Now I have to do this, you know? Mm-hmm. So because we set it up that way, now I had, like, it's like, and now everybody has to do it. So we're just kind of, everybody's like, gimme, 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 gimme. And it's like, as opposed to like, hey, we can't even barter. Right. How are we going to barter? How are we going to barter if you, all these potatoes, these is my, I see you got some mangoes, but like, nah, these is my potatoes. Yeah, I'm not going to share it with you because like, I'm making sure I have the best potatoes on the block. Nobody growing potatoes like me. Nobody growing mangoes like you either. But like, I can't get a mango because you only want to hold your mangoes. And I'm like, I'm only going to hold the potatoes and nobody wins. Like,
yeah. Nobody wins when the family feuds.
That is true.
But if you go back to the market example, that market was chaotic. But on the other days that we go, because we don't usually go on Saturday mornings. That's out of the question.
I actually liked it though. Like,
that's when old people go to grocery shopping. That makes sense.
I mean, it was old people there, but yeah, it was other people there too. Everybody was there. It was community.
I like the selection of food. I would go in the morning again. I don't want to go on Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. Because it was so chaotic. Like, nobody cared. Right, versus, so nobody cared, so then I gotta not care, because if I care, then I'm just only gonna be holding myself up at this point. But then if we go when we usually go, it's a different story where people are considerate. Like, that's the example of like, for the most part, everybody being on the same page, right, in the community. When you go on a Saturday morning, it could have been one or two people that went in there and threw off the feng shui.
Like the old dude that was walking slow, and then somebody speaking a completely different language. And he...
Like, you know he wasn't talking to you! You know he was not talking to you!
And that's the same person. That was the same dude when we was checking out. That was right behind our...
Which is wild, because that's the same dude who just stopped in front of me randomly. And I'm like, bro, I'm trying to get some asparagus. What are you doing? Mm-hmm. So, yeah. It was probably him, okay? He started the chaos. And then it had a ripple effect. Because now you don't care. And you getting in my way. You not being considerate about where your cart is or how you're turning. I had somebody bump into me with their cart. He said sorry, but it was after I looked at him, and he was like, I'm sorry. But I realized I do that. I think it's a survival tool, too.
I don't think it's a survival thing. I think it's more of a, you just hit me.
It's, I mean, respect. Like, it's a respect thing, but I'll be
mugging, yeah.
I'm looking in the wrong direction, but I'm about to land. I'll be like, And they'd be like, sorry, sorry. Oh, okay. Yeah. No problem. It's all right. It's okay. But yeah, nah, but it just, but yeah, that's an example of how more than likely it was one or two people that went in there being rude or not paying attention or not going in with the goal of the collective, and it had a ripple effect. Yeah. To where the entire space was chaotic versus when we normally go, it's not chaotic like that. Yeah.
And again, and this is a slight side note, but I think as long as the goal of the collective could be to push one person to the forefront, that can also be the goal of the collective, but it has to be the goal of the collective. I don't think, I think even in America, I think we just, where it's like, oh, you gotta make your business, you gotta make sure your business is the best business ever, you gotta make sure everybody buying your product, and it's like, all right, well, what if you need something from somebody else? And it's like, how does this work? How do you guys, maybe you guys, like an Earn Your Leisure, like an Invest Fest doesn't happen if people are just focused on themselves.
Because Invest Fest doesn't happen if they're not focused on themselves. Like, if they're not focusing on themselves. Like, they first. had to focus on themselves to even be...
First.
Yeah, they had to focus on themselves before... Before Invest Fest could even happen.
Yeah.
Like, before it was even a... Probably even a thought. I had to be sharp, like... At this, I gotta be amazing at what I have to do. Mm-hmm. Like, this is me.
I agree.
And now people at the same level, we rubbing shoulders now. Because we at the same, iron sharpens iron, steel sharpens steel.
But I also want to be careful with that, because, like, just because you, like, if we're going back to the basketball example, right? Kobe isn't gonna only play with other Kobes. Kobe's gonna play with Shaqs. He's gonna play with other people. He's gonna play with other people who are great at what they're gonna do, but he's also gonna play with people like you. Everybody can't be at the same level at the same time all the time, because somebody has to. So it's like, because if you're only hanging around people that you should be hanging around some people who are better than you. You should be hanging around some people who are just as good as you, so that they inspire you. But you should also be, at least in my opinion, to some degree, you should be hanging. You should have somebody who you're bringing up so that you're teaching somebody something. Because otherwise, it's like you're not doing anything for anybody. Like, the person who's at that level doesn't get any better. They don't necessarily
get any better, but they can get something. I feel like they're getting something.
They should get something out of it, but yeah.
That person.
I think that's the importance of knowing the dynamics of a true community, and also recognizing that if there's no growth within the community dies. If there's nobody to pass the knowledge on to, then the community, once everybody that's already there, it dies from there. Or like if you think about it, because community, if you think about it like an ecosystem, and everybody is giving and taking from each other, bartering, you're just helping each other to grow. Like, if you think about plants and us, like oxygen and
what's the word they said? Mitochondria.
I don't really remember what that means, so I'm not going to insert it here. But, like, just thinking of how... the importance of working together, using each other's strengths to build one another, but also the importance of passing the knowledge along, so that the people coming up behind you, rather than pushing them away, you're embracing them so that they can continue to grow the community. They can continue to operate within the community. They can continue to bring newer ideas or fresher takes to what is already there, and just continue to build on it. I think that's the importance of knowing
the community. But I mean, the community strengths, because I think the same way, like, the community, what you're saying, right? Again, I agree with the point, but it's like you have to get to a certain level. I think the community should force you to elevate. I don't think we should get rid of everybody that's not at the highest level yet. I think the job of the community is for the benefit of the community. If you are the weakest link, whatever we have to do to get you to elevate, you should elevate. If you're not willing to elevate, that's when you let's cut this off. Because, like, if you have no intention of elevating, now you're actually, if you just can't physically do it, I ain't trying to kick you off because you can't hit a three from half court. That's Steph's job. Like, yeah,
you don't got to kick them off, but everybody isn't going to be entrusted with the blank of the community. I don't know what the blank is. I can't think of the word. With the
goal?
Nah, like, if you're passing something down.
The torch?
Maybe. Pass the torch down, but everybody coming up isn't going to be entrusted with the community.
But they don't have to be, like, the leader of the community necessarily, but they that doesn't mean that they're not an important part of the community. The community is not just the starting players. It's not just the stars of whatever team. The community is everybody, the supporters, the people that surround you, the people that, the, like, store owners, tax, like, people, accountants, whatever it is, just kids. Like, the community is not just, you are the person who I'm passing all of this knowledge down to. The community is, sometimes it's, you're the person, but I also still want you to help to grow the rest of the people that are here, or your peers, or whatever. The community is not just the individuals that you're going to pass the things down. It's more within the community than we realize. And I was saying that's the importance of knowing the true structure, the true dynamics of what a actual community is, right? And those are, because when you're building that community, those are the people that's going to lift each other up, that's going to help each other to grow and stuff like that. It's not just going to be, you in charge. It's not just like, oh, this is the king. All right, this the prince. And you're just going to pass everything down to the king and the prince. They not the, they're a part of the community, yeah. But they're not the community.
Yeah. But everybody has a role to play.
But yeah,
and they have to focus on themselves and the role that they're playing. Yeah. They have to be the best them
that they can
to be efficient in whatever role that they are.
And what I was saying was we can't just get rid of everybody if they're not doing their role to the best of their ability every time, right? Because sometimes they're just not capable of doing it right now. That doesn't mean that they're not capable of doing it at all. They're just not capable of doing it right now. And it's like, if it's like the whole thing, like, you, like, your circle shouldn't be different every single, like, you shouldn't have a bunch of different circles, because then it's like, clearly you're just getting rid of people. It's like, you're not growing with people. You're just like, oh, everybody, because everybody isn't replaceable. As much as we want to say, like, everybody isn't replaceable. You can't continue to replace everybody and still function. Because what happens is now, again, it's about you. The reason why you're replacing everybody is because you have this goal, and everybody, you can replace everybody. It's like, nah, some people do need to replace, but some people just need more time and more assistance, and that's where the community should come in to be like, hey, yo, you slacking. Like, and as a community, all right, you're not doing what you're supposed to do right now. Let's all get behind you so that we can move back and focus on whatever the goal is.
And my point was that although just because you don't deem a particular role as significant or important, it still may be an important part of the community. That was my point. It's not just the starting players. The other people that's on the bench, the cheerleaders, the sound guy, the people who be mopping all the floors in between, the crowd. Mm-hmm. They all make up the community, and they're all important. They play different roles, but they're just as important. They're an important part of the community. Like, they're just as important to be there as more significant roles as well. That was really my point. I don't know. I know I was talking a lot, y'all.
You good?
But yeah. Do y'all have any? I don't know if we really came to a conclusion.
I don't think we really had a topic, but
we did.
No, we did. Yeah.
Oh.
It's about narcissism.
And community.
Yeah.
As
a society, are we too narcissistic? And I think it's subjective, of course, but
I feel like it depends on the person.
Yeah, and I think what we landed on was more so that, like, society kind of, like, it's out of survival, there's certain things we have to do. But again, you still need the focus on yourself first.
Right.
So that you can benefit the community.
But I do. I am pro community. Definitely pro community. I do know and completely agree that every piece of the community is important and valuable. But I also agree that you have to be the best.
Best you.
You should be the best you, or working towards the best you in this position.
And your community should
support that.
Support you. Yeah, that's
the like guidance. Guidance is very important.
Yeah, definitely.
Guidance within the community. Because real communities, people be looking up to other people.
Yeah, even the elders.
Amongst the peers, it's like, I like what you're doing. I like what you're doing. Oh, you could have did that way better. I ain't like that. It's like everybody checks and balances.
Real, I learned that in school. Real checks and balances.
Because I think that's the only way we thrive, like, for real. Because outside of that, you need people. You need people to focus on themselves first, but you also need people to help to make sure that everybody's focusing on themselves first. Mm-hmm. So it's like, if you're a king if you're a king, you have to make sure that everybody's okay. Also, your immediate whatever royal guard, whatever it is, your immediate people should also be making sure you're okay as well. So it's it's a give and take. It's not a I just gotta make sure I'm okay, and as long as I make sure I'm okay, then nothing else matters. It's like, nah, it should, on paper it should be, I make sure I'm okay, and I make sure you're okay, and you make sure I'm okay, and it's like we do this whole,
and you should make sure you're okay.
Yeah, too. And exactly, we do this whole back and forth. So it's like nobody's leaning too far out of frame. It's like, all right, we still in this picture. Like we got the big picture. Let's make sure everybody's still there.
I feel like, I don't want to start a new topic, but I feel like people who be lending that hand and make sure everybody else okay, nobody do that for them. So I'm gonna leave that there.
But I feel like that's a U.S. thing. And that's why I want to travel and see how y'all be out here community.
Even speaking about traveling and community, and I be wanting to go and where the people are. Don't know why you want to go with me.
Well, that's why we can't go on a cruise next time. We gotta fly in so we could be out
with the people.
Yeah,
be with the people. Go to the tribe, see how it is inland.
And you gotta. We gotta be more strategic with the plans and know the right people. But thank y'all for joining us for another episode of the Gray Area Podcast. If y'all got any thoughts on this, do you think that we live in a narcissistic society? Do you place emphasis on community? Do you feel like this is just the United States thing? Or is it like this in other countries? Let us know. Comment below. Or if you just want to say hi, definitely comment. But don't forget to share, and subscribe. Mm-hmm. And tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Yeah. Follow us on Instagram at Gray Area Podcast. Email us any topics you want to hear about. But we'll catch y'all next time. Bye!
Adios!
Stay blessed, stay black, people.